news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It's sure nice to say it's 68 and pretty low humidity out there on this 12th day of June. So I just said it. It's a good thing. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second with your forecast. Right now, we'll check traffic. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning for the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. It's been a good ride across the Bayway from Fairhope to Daphne, Spanish Fort downtown, through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels from Government Street, Airport, Dauphin, and Moffitt and 65. We've seen light traffic and no wrecks so far on the way in. Market in the Park is back again tomorrow morning from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop to get locally produce fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Let me add to the fact that it's a dry patch of air and it's 68 degrees. Let me also add that it's Friday.
Yeah, it is. So, welcome to Friday.
Yeah, this is good. At least on those fronts, hitting on all cylinders. On the other fronts, I don't know. We'll run you through the latest in the Cultural Revolution news out there. Also, what happened in the markets yesterday with a bad day for the markets. Also, some endorsements. An endorsement in the AL1 Republican primary. At the same time, an added endorsement, I think, from President Trump for Tommy Tuberville. I'll explain that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, statues, whether it's elsewhere or here in Mobile with the what will happen with the statue of Admiral Sims. I know that Nancy Pelosi also calling for removal of statues from Statuary Hall. Have you been to the Capitol before?
I have not.
You've been to China, and you have not been to Statuary Hall.
I guess I'm a communist through and through. Is that what that means?
No, I've told you, I'm jealous. I would have, not right now, but when things are a little different, I'd love to go see, try to just see the expanse of that place.
Not a good time right now.
Not a good time. Not booking it now, but sometime in the future. I mean, it's like, you know, it's on my to-do list. But yeah, Statuary Hall there in the Capitol, you can see statues that are representing all the states, beautiful statues in Statuary Hall. And then, of course, you look up the top of the rotunda there with the great paintings that are done and the history of our republic. Nancy Pelosi says some of those statues got to go. We'll give you details on that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, you got Alan Jackson's show coming up this weekend. People mm-hmm. are fired up. I have my brother-in-law is going, my sister-in-law are going, and they're saying this. My brother-in-law told me last night, he said, you know, Sean, this is like the best thing ever. I hope it stays this way post-coronavirus, where you can take your own vehicle in and park. And he said, by nature of the ticket, it says don't associate with other people. And, you know, that's right up my alley, too. You get to see the show and you don't have to visit with other people. So we'll talk about that. Also, weekend weather scale on the way. We'll find out what's cooking as well from Alec Naiman. And we'll start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours with the numbers here for the coronavirus situation nationally and here at home. Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, so the reports out there have been that 19 or 20 states have experienced an increase in coronavirus cases. But I've got to tell you, looking at the national numbers daily, not seeing that huge of a spike nationally. So we now have 2,089,000 total positive cases of coronavirus, and over 116,000 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, there were 23,000 300 new cases added and 904 deaths reported nationally. Now, the number of new cases has been right around 19 or 20,000 over the last week and a half. So that was a little bit of a spike we saw yesterday, about 3,000 more cases than we've been seeing. But the number of deaths reported every day nationally has been between 900 and 1,000 for over a week. So maybe, and I do believe that these states are getting seeing more cases, and hospitals are seeing an uptick in people coming around. A lot of that is due to these elective surgeries and other things that people are going to the hospital for, you know, other sicknesses.
But, so they go in, wait a second, so they go in for whatever, and go in, and then they're by design they have to be tested for COVID and it's showing up? Or?
Well, I'm not sure about if, I do know there's more testing happening, and the national stats for testing, there were another 446,000 tests reported yesterday. We've tested nearly 22 million people, actually averaging 450,000 tests per day over the last week, which is more than we've had at any point in the pandemic.
Right.
But I think more people are going out and getting tested, which could result in a rise in a lot of these states in the number of coronavirus cases.
Confirmations. It doesn't mean it changed the reality.
That's
just
right.
Confirms.
But as far as the deadliness of these cases, we're not seeing an uptick in the number of deaths. Maybe that'll change in the next week or week and a half. But the testing does continue to rise, and with that, you would expect the number of new cases to rise as well. For Alabama, we now have nearly 22,500 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the state, and 750 have died from the illness, with 2,165 people hospitalized for coronavirus since March 13th. Yesterday, there were 36 new hospitalizations reported and 849 new cases in Alabama, which is the highest one-day total yet. The seven-day average is at a high of 531 cases per day in Alabama, and the two-week average is at a high of 457 cases per day. There were 5,761 test results added yesterday. We're averaging 6,200 tests per day over the last week, which is a new high for Alabama, and averaging 5,300 tests per day over the last 2 weeks. Over the last week, 8.5% of those test results have come back positive. That number has been climbing slowly since the beginning of May, but it's much lower than what we were seeing in April, where a large, much larger number of test results were coming back positive. There were 11 deaths added for Alabama yesterday. The seven-day average, 14 per day have died over the last 7 days, and 11 have died per day over the last 14 days. And according to the Alabama Department of Public Health, 13,500 of the people that have tested positive for coronavirus are now presumed to have recovered from COVID-19. Looking at the local level, 2,593 cases in Mobile County with 128 deaths. There were 38 new cases added yesterday for Mobile with one new death. Baldwin County has 343 cases with 9 deaths. They added 12 new cases for Baldwin yesterday and still zero new deaths. Baldwin County hasn't recorded a coronavirus death in 2 weeks at this
point. Great news.
Washington County has 84 cases and 6 deaths. Clark County, 165 cases and 3 deaths. Monroe County, 95 cases with 2 deaths. Escambia, 93 cases and 3 deaths. Choctaw County has 162 cases and 11 deaths. Kanawha County, 70 cases with 1 death. And Wilcox County, 190 cases with 8 deaths. And really quickly, looking at the 3 counties hit hardest by the pandemic since it came to Alabama, Mobile County still leads in the number of cases and deaths, but Montgomery County quickly catching up to the number of cases that Mobile County has. Montgomery County now has 2,436 positive cases of coronavirus, just about 150 fewer now than Mobile County. Remember, just a few weeks ago, Montgomery County had fewer than half the cases that Mobile County had. There are also 65 that have died now in Montgomery County. That's just about half or a little bit more than half than Jefferson County, which has 116 deaths, and there are 2,250 positive cases for Jefferson County. So that's a look around the state where we stand right now.
All right, Dalton, I appreciate that. And Stephen Reed, mayor of Montgomery, with his regular appearances on CNN, had this to say about the rise in cases in Montgomery.
I think it's because we opened up too soon. I think that we have COVID fatigue right now, and people are trying to fast forward this process in order to get things back to the way they were before the COVID-19 pandemic really changed everything in this country, if not the world.
Okay, so let me ask a couple questions here. So Baldwin County, that you just pointed out, that's one of the places he's saying open too soon, right? And a tourist destination where not only you have the people there and right next to Mobile, you have people coming in from, you know, all over, coming into Baldwin County to vacation. And the numbers in Baldwin County compared to Montgomery are very small per capita in a per capita ratio.
Yeah, and a lot of people will say, well, you've got people traveling in, and then they travel back home, and they don't find out they've tested positive until they get back home.
But don't they don't give it to people that live in Baldwin County?
That's exactly right. You have a lot of people, a ton of people, that work in Baldwin County at these places where tourists are going out to eat or going out to shop, and you have a lot of people from Baldwin County and other nearby counties that are also vacationing down there.
Yeah. So what gives? And once again, this is not just – so much of this now has turned political, where they're trying to say, oh, well, this is bad because the politics of this person. I don't think so. I think what's happening, though, is we're letting politics obscure what might be the science of this, where there's should be – forget the politics. Why are the cases on such a rise in Montgomery County and Baldwin County has been so much lower?
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to look at that. What is the factor there? There has to be something, and I don't think that's being talked about. We're all just busy in the politics of this county versus that county. All right, also, as you talk about those numbers, something about the numbers yesterday, Wall Street did not like. Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One with more.
The sell-off accelerated in the last hour of trading at the New York Stock Exchange, sending the Dow down well over 6%. Investors very concerned about the uptick in coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in many states across the U.S. That came on top of remarks from the Federal Reserve Chairman, who said their emergency responses to the downturn would stay in place for at least several months.
All right. Also, crude oil prices dropped 8% at the end of trading yesterday. And with the market taking that dive yesterday, does this mean Washington's ready for another tranche of money for Americans and for businesses? We'll talk more about that coming up. And in sports?
Well, we had actual live golf on the course yesterday with the PGA Tour. I'll let you know who leads after round one of the Charles Schwab Challenge. And Alabama players having their dreams come true, drafted into the Major League Baseball. I'll let you know who got selected last night.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall wants some answers. He wants to know why the Admiral Raphael Sims Monument was removed from downtown Mobile a week ago. In a letter to Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson, Marshall says the statue's removal may violate the Alabama Memorial Preservation Act. It prohibits cities from taking statues down without penalty. Also, why the statue was removed permanently or temporarily could be the difference in a $25,000 fine. People in Fairhope are getting ready for country music star Alan Jackson to come to town this weekend. Thousands are expected to pack Oak Hollow Farm on Saturday for Jackson's drive-in concert. Cars will be parked 6 feet apart, and crews will be checking to make sure there aren't any weapons inside. A foundation has been set up in memory of Mobile businessman Jimmy Francia. The Jimmy Francia Foundation will support small businesses and give low-income children a chance to play baseball. Francia owned Francia's Formal Wear and played baseball at the University of South Alabama, as well as being a youth baseball coach. He passed away last week. I'm Bill Riles, WK ARG News 5.
You know, these days, delivery is the new norm. And to that point, I saw a mobile tire service the other day. Speaking of which, I got Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire, on the phone. 2U Tire brings a tire store to you. Scott, now how does this work?
We have a huge Sprinter van with a European tire changer, balancer, precision balance tools, a flat repair station, and tire pressure sensors all on board.
Oh, that's cool. So you bring the tires with you?
Yes. Instead of selling someone whatever we have in stock, we work with our clients to determine the exact tire to fit their needs and their expectations, then bring the tires with us to install. For fleets, that means on the job site or possibly after the vehicles get back at the end of the day.
That's so important for business owners and fleet managers, especially right now. So how can folks get in touch with you?
We can be reached at 251-415-5500 or logging on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's great to hear the creativity here and that you're doing so well helping out folks along the Gulf Coast. Y'all stay safe, and we're going to check back with you again real soon.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
620 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Golfers on the PGA Tour teed off yesterday for a competitive round for the first time since the tour stopped playing on March 13th because of the pandemic. Justin Rose and Harold Varner III shot 7 under 63s to lead after the first round of the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth, Texas. With no fans in attendance, both Rose and Varner made 7 birdies and shot bogey-free first rounds to take the lead. Here's Rose after his round.
Yeah, you know, felt quite subdued out there. You know, it's a strange situation for sure. It kind of feels like a competitive practice round, you know. But obviously, I think that we all know what's on the line.
Former University of Alabama golfer Justin Thomas was welcomed to the first tee by head coach Nick Saban. Thomas is now tied for third at 6 under par, alongside Jonathan Vegas, Abraham Answer, and Colin Morikawa. Thomas also went bogey-free in the first round as he looks to pick up his second win of 2020.
I've never had this opportunity of taking this much time off, so I wanted to use it to my advantage to where once I did get out here, I was hungry again and I was ready to go.
61-year-old Tom Lehman is part of a group of golfers 2 shots behind the leaders. Lehman, now the oldest player since 1980 to shoot 65 or lower on the PGA Tour. Round 2 begins this morning at 6:50, and it'll be televised on the Golf Channel beginning at 3 this afternoon. Major League Baseball held rounds 2 through 5 of this year's shortened MLB draft last night. Normally, there are 40 rounds in the draft, but because of the coronavirus pandemic, this year's draft was shortened to 5 rounds. In Thursday's first round, 2 players from Alabama were selected. Mississippi State second baseman Justin Foscue, who's from Huntsville, was chosen 14th overall by the Texas Rangers. Auburn pitcher Tanner Burns, who played at Decatur High School, was selected by Cleveland with the 36th pick. Yesterday, Washington selected former LSU and Florence High School pitcher Cole Henry with the 55th pick. Alabama outfielder Tyler Gentry was selected 76th by Kansas City. Troy pitcher Levi Thomas went 109th overall to San Diego. And Auburn pitcher Bailey Horn was picked by the Chicago White Sox with the 142nd pick. Beginning Sunday, MLB teams can sign players that were not selected in the shortened draft to free agent contracts. With football players returning to college campuses across the country in preparation for a 2020 season, the Walter Camp Football Foundation released their preseason All-Americans list on Thursday. Alabama wide receiver Devontae Smith was the only Tide player named to the All-American first team. Last season, Smith pulled in 14 touchdown receptions with 1,256 receiving yards. 5 more Bama players were named to the second team: running back Najee Harris, left tackle Alex Leatherwood, linebacker Dylan Moses, cornerback Patrick Surtain, and kick returner Jalen Waddle. No Auburn players were named to either preseason All-American team, but Troy University linebacker Carlton Marshall was named a first-team All-American. 6:23 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
You've heard about CBD, but do you really know about CBD? Take a few minutes to learn why so many of your friends and family now use CBD for its natural health benefits. Your CBD store of Westmobile will explain how it works with the body and the many products on the market. Your CBD store is locally owned and sells only third-party lab-tested, high-quality products. Owner Joe Brown is more than happy to discuss the science of CBD with you. Call today, 260-3223. Your CBD store of Westmobile on Hillcrest, north of Greenville.
Greelot.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. Great start to our Friday morning across the Bayway. The Causeway light traffic, no delays to the 1065 split heading up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. For now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Lotus CBD in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. For your health and wellness, they offer all things hemp, and their customers have received pain relief and more. Find them on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Boarding, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you all here. And coming up, check in with Dr. Bill Williams. He's got a look at our weekend ahead and into next week. A dry patch is in place, 68 now, and I don't know what the exact humidity is out there, but it's lower than normally in June.
Yeah, so it's exactly where I want the humidity to be.
Yes, yes, we'll enjoy it while we can. All right, one of the lots to talk about here in Alabama, but at the same time, there's a lot of people focused on what's going on out in Seattle. As President Trump has said, he's going to take back the city of Seattle if the governor or Mayor Durkin doesn't. Durkin had this to say yesterday.
Our country was born at a protest. The right to gather, the right to protest, the right to challenge government when it's wrong is our most fundamental constitutional right. It's a reason it's the First Amendment.
Okay. I completely agree with Governor Durkin on that. Right? But that is not what's going on in Seattle.
Mm.
If you've been following this, so Chaz, which is Chaz's number one use of the name Chaz is bad guy in 80s teen movie. Chaz would always have his collar flipped up and would bully whoever would be the lead, you know, the protagonist mm-hmm. in the Jonathan Demme 80s movie. Chaz yeah. was the bad guy. Chaz had blonde coiffed hair and a flipped collar. And always, the person we liked, ended up getting the better of him in the end.
Yeah, and Chaz always had a cool ride and yes. all the girls.
Yes, until the end of the movie when Chaz was left with nothing
right.
because Chaz was a jerk. Okay, so Chaz is actually an acronym that is for the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, which is an area of Seattle. And we were going to Seattle this summer until we kind of change things for COVID reasons, mm. and now we probably could change back, but I don't know with Chaz. It says the perimeter of Chaz is from 13th Avenue past 11th Avenue near Cal Anderson Park, which doesn't mean much to us back here in Mobile, but it's six blocks or so of downtown Seattle that a group of protesters has taken over and called an autonomous state. It's like Vatican City within Rome. We'll talk more about that and what's going on the left coast when we come back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall wants some answers. He wants to know why the Admiral Raphael Sims Monument was removed from downtown Mobile a week ago. In a letter to Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson, Marshall says the statue's removal may violate the Alabama Memorial Preservation Act. It prohibits cities from taking statues down without penalty. Also, why the statue was removed permanently or temporarily could be the difference in a $25,000 fine. People in Fairhope are getting ready for country music star Alan Jackson to come to town this weekend. Thousands are expected to pack Oak Hollow Farm on Saturday for Jackson's drive-in concert. Cars will be parked 6 feet apart and crews will be checking to make sure there aren't any weapons inside. A foundation has been set up in memory of Mobile businessman Jimmy Francia. The Jimmy Francia Foundation will support small businesses and give low-income children a chance to play baseball. Francia owned Francia's formal wear and played baseball at the University of South Alabama, as well as being a youth baseball coach. He passed away last week. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Whenever I hear of an injured person hiring such and such a lawyer, I wonder, why'd they choose that law firm? Did they see the lawyer on a big billboard, a radio ad, or maybe an advertisement on television or the back of a bus? Maybe they just Googled it and clicked the first name that showed up. And then almost all the time, I worry. I worry if they know what that lawyer is really all about. Do they know when the last time that lawyer tried a personal injury case, or maybe if they ever even did? Does the lawyer have the resources to get the most for the client, or does the lawyer need the money more than the client does? And you'd be surprised to hear how many do. Here's my advice. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As the largest personal injury firm in America, there's really nothing like us. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
It's so great to finally be able to leave for vacation.
Come on, you didn't go into the office for weeks, so it was kind of like being on vacation.
Not even close, but I did have time to make some decisions.
Oh, me too.
You decided to just let your hair go gray now? I'm just saying, it's pretty much all gray now anyway, so why keep coloring it? What?
You know, so many of us have suffered a reduction in cash flow recently, and, well, we've just got to reduce expenses to help make up for it. A smart first step is to call Jack Green eNational Insurance today to see about getting a better rate on your homeowner's insurance, your wind coverage, and we all know how businesses have suffered. Jack Green has been helping large and small business owners save money on their commercial insurance for over 30 years. Find out how he can help your business stay in business. Call Jack Green today. 767-6550. 767-6550.
The push for police reform is gaining momentum on Capitol Hill.
Members of Congress, we have an opportunity to examine police practices in America and to legislate reforms to policing practices.
That's Karen Bass, the head of the Congressional Black Caucus, which crafted the Justice in Policing Act.
I am hopeful that it's a moment of inflection for our country and that we'll actually be able to bring about some significant change.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Republicans are developing their own bill, but that doesn't mean they don't support some of what's in the Democratic bill. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Following days of confrontations with protesters, Seattle police have withdrawn from a neighborhood where protesters have taken over. Mayor Jenny Durkin did not say how or when authorities would remove the roughly 500 demonstrators who've established a makeshift encampment in Seattle's Capitol Hill district. President Trump says U.S. troops may be called on to contain the uproar. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Amazon says it will ban police use of its facial recognition technology for a year in order to give Congress time to come up with ways to regulate the technology. The Seattle-based company did not say why it was doing so, but ongoing protests after the death of George Floyd have focused attention on racial injustice and how police use technology to track people. Amazon's announcement came a day after IBM said it would get out of the facial recognition business, concerned about how the technology can be used for mass surveillance and racial profiling. Unilever says it plans to unify its legal structure under a single parent company as the company seeks greater flexibility for managing its portfolio. The Anglo-Dutch consumer goods giant, which makes Dove soap and Ben & Jerry's ice cream, intends to consolidate its structure under the Unilever PLC umbrella. And the company says having as much flexibility and responsiveness as possible will be critically important in the business environment created by the pandemic. On Wall Street, futures are sharply lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
What makes a great ride? Now you can find out Friday, June 19th at the Toomey Equipment Kubota Field Event. Your opportunity for a hands-on demo of Kubota tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles. And while you're at Toomey Equipment, take advantage of on-site coupons, special financing offers, and register for special giveaways. If you've ever wanted to sit behind the wheel of a tractor, cut a circle on a zero-turn mower, or bust out on a utility vehicle, you should attend the Toomey Equipment Field Event Friday, June 19th in Theodore, Alabama, or Loosedale, Mississippi.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another great morning. I've been celebrating. I mean, it's 67 degrees, low humidity, and it's June. I like it.
Yeah, even lower than that, 66 now at the airport.
Ooh.
And the temperatures this morning range from 72 down on the Fort Morgan Peninsula to 62 at Mount Vernon. So we have a nice range of temperatures. Most areas are down in the 60s. Another nice day today. We should have sunny skies, and we'll see a high this afternoon of about 88 degrees, but the humidity is still on the comfortable side with the wind out of the north, around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now, tonight, we'll cool again into the 60s, around 67 degrees for tonight under mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, that looks pretty good with sunny skies, and there's just a slight chance that we could see a thunderstorm develop in the afternoon. High tomorrow, good chance it'll get up around 90 degrees. Sunday, sunny again, about 90, and then dry weather continues. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, sunny each day with high temperatures around 90 degrees and then cooling into the 60s at night.
So this is a dry front? I mean, would be a cold front earlier in the year, or what exactly happened here?
It's basically a dry front, bringing in low humidity, and the only thing that changed in temperature is really at night, cooling down a bit under the clear skies. This is rather delightful, and enjoy it, because we get to the latter part of June, and then in July and August, it's a whole different story.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. It's also, as we move towards the more frequent portion of hurricane season, what are you watching in the tropics?
Well, we're looking at a tropical wave yesterday that was just east of the Windwards. That area of thunderstorms is moving across the Windward Islands this morning, but there's no indication there of any development. And there's scattered thunderstorm activity over the eastern Atlantic, nothing organized, and it's quiet over the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, waiting next hour. I don't want to jinx anything, but I imagine we're scoring high on the weekend weather scale.
Yeah, it does look pretty good.
All right, there's the tease. Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
It's our staff meteorologist and, most importantly, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. Yeah, 66 at the airport, 67 here at the studio, 73 on Dolphin Island. And we'll be right back. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
It's all about you.
Hi, folks. Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager, Kobe Subaru. Summer is here, and just like the weather, the savings on new Kobe Subarus are hotter than ever. With 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subaru models, it's time to start your new adventure. With some of the best inventory on the Gulf Coast, I assure you we have the perfect Subaru for you and your family. From Foresters, Outbacks, to the Ascent, which features a third row. If you're looking for an SUV, Kobe has you covered. If a sporty Impreza or Legacy suits you better on the road, we've got those too. Our staff is committed to providing you with the exceptional customer service you've come to know and expect here at Kobe Subaru. Kobe Subaru is still offering our remote delivery services. To begin your purchase, please visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 251-478-5000. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry, 251-747-1802, or online, makoforestry.com, and on Facebook.
Good morning for the Hooters. Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Got a good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway with accident-free conditions. Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Tillman's Corner and Theodore also looking good with no delays. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Robertsdale is now open, and they've got their 20-mil rear layer engineered waterproof vinyl plank with stone polymer core on sale starting at only $299. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'm Sean. There's Dalton. This show and many other shows from FM Talk 106.5 up for your vote. Hopefully you vote daily here. If you could figure out how to vote more than that, that's fine. But the rules are daily. But if you want to ballot harvest and use a Russian troll farm or whatever, we encourage that in the Lanyap voting for their awards called the Nappies. In the media section, we've got the favorite radio station, favorite talk show, favorite morning duo. duo. Mm-hmm. We've got favorite sports shows. We've got all that. So go on there. And yes, in many categories, we are competing against other shows on the station, but that's been the bane of our existence here for the last 11 years. So.
Yeah, and if you do break the rules in the nappy voting, we don't want to hear about it. That's all I'll say.
We know nothing.
Just don't tell us. That's all you got to do.
Nothing. I know nothing about it of what you speak. All right. What about, I've got to land the plane on something we were talking about before we went to the news break, and that's what's going on in Seattle. And listen, we got plenty to talk about back here at home, but this one, yes, this is the shiny thing because it's an autonomous state within the city of Seattle. And I really don't know if this is more like the country of Andorra or more like I feel like it's more like Vatican City that operates within Rome, which obviously in the country of Italy, but it is the it's called Chaz.
Right.
And to me, Chaz, of course, represents every bad guy in an 80s teen movie. Chaz always had his collar flipped up. You point out he had the nice car and the girls. At the beginning of the movie, he had the girls.
Yes, but things
But our
change.
Hero, by the end of the movie, gets the girl, and Chaz is like left with pie on his face or something like that. But Chaz is an acronym for Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, about six-block area that has been taken over in downtown Seattle by protesters, and they've said they're another country.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump yesterday, so two things here. So Mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkin, seems to think it's a great thing to have this autonomous state going on inside the city, not shutting it down. President Trump is saying to the governor of Washington State and to Mayor Durkin, get this under control or he will, meaning, I guess, federal troops coming in. As I said yesterday, one of the callers had asked me about this yesterday during the midday show. The only thing I would worry about is there being some kind of you can't let it go on, but is it a trap? Is there, you know, will whatever federal forces or whatever's brought to bear be made to look bad, you know, by, you know, when they come in to take it down? But we'll see.
Yeah, no doubt. It would be slanted no matter what the reaction is from the president. I'm sure that it'll be slanted in Seattle.
So it's, governor tweeted, radical left governor Jay Inslee and the mayor of Seattle are being taunted and played at a level our great country has never seen before. Take back your city now. If you don't do it, I will. This is not a game. These ugly anarchists must be stopped. Immediately move fast. Mm-hmm. So there's the call from the president. I don't know when the timeline is for the federal response. If they, you know, you got 2 days, you got a week, I don't know that.
Yeah, and so the police, they completely abandoned this precinct on Monday. And now
with the police precinct. And now the people from Chaz want to turn it into a free speech zone building or something.
Yeah, and they have, like, armed citizens standing out there that are, I guess, guarding the area.
Yeah.
And Seattle, of course, it is an open carry state. But,
Washington, yeah.
And so they've got their armed citizens out there, or whatever role they have now in this new Chaz zone.
Well,
and
would you say they're law enforcement?
They have actually set up their own forms of law enforcement.
Don't they hate law enforcement?
They do hate law enforcement. So do they hate the new law enforcement that has been set up?
See, I don't know that.
Hastily within the zone.
They're there and they're wearing their masks, you know, masked folks there with ARs and sidearms standing around. Also, I was watching the start of Tucker Carlson's show last night, and they were showing some video that the Chaz people have put up barricades and walls around Chaz.
Mm-hmm, they have.
So wait a second. Are they pro-wall?
Walls are bad. But they're now building, they're good.
They built a wall around it. So.
Yeah, and they're setting up, I guess, their own little commune in there, and so they're calling it a no cop co-op with putting out free food, Cliff bars, fruit, all other kinds of food, and even feeding the homeless there in that area. They've also got, Sean, a designated smoking section.
Of course they do.
And medical aid on every corner of the block within that zone that they've taken over. But there was a tweet yesterday. One of the protesters in the Chaz zone said that they might be facing a food shortage. They tweeted,
Of course they are. Where's your means of production there in downtown Seattle?
The homeless people we invited took away all the food at the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. We need more food to keep the area operational. Please, if possible, bring vegan meat substitutes.
Of course it is.
Fruits, oats, soy products, etc. Anything to help us eat. So they're running out of food there. They've also set up their own garbage
vegan
collection.
Meat. Okay.
They've set up their own garbage collection, and so they're trying
then
to
where
make
they
this.
Take the they collect it, and then where do they take it?
Maybe they just dump it right outside of those gates that you were talking about. They set up outside of the space. So
it sounds like an international squabble was getting ready to happen.
It does. So what an experiment going on in Seattle, and the president threatening to end it as quickly as he can.
But if they need food, the situation here is with the mayor there in Seattle being pro-Chaz. There'll be no issue with getting food deliveries. Maybe the UN can come in and bring convoys in of food into Chaz. If not, it may turn into like a Berlin airdrop situation, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others can bring planes in and drop parachutes with food, you know, like we used to do for the Berlin airdrop, and drop those supplies into Chaz.
Yeah, the question is, if you drop in real meat, if you drop in some T-bone steaks, yes, and hamburgers, hot dogs, will it sit there uneaten?
No.
They're asking for vegan meat substitutes.
If you brought in the real meat products, people would grab them and say, I'm going to take this to throw it away. And you'd see them hiding in a closet eating it somewhere. All right, so there you go. Latest update on Chaz. On the way, we will talk about the situation here in Mobile, as the Attorney General of the state of Alabama, Steve Marshall, is still waiting for more clarity from Mobile on removal of the Admiral Sim statue and what the state's next step will be in that. We'll talk about that coming up. 6:45, news is next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions, rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall wants some answers. He wants to know why the Admiral Raphael Sims monument was removed from downtown Mobile a week ago. In a letter to Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson, Marshall says the statue's removal may violate the Alabama Memorial Preservation Act. It prohibits cities from taking statues down without penalty. Also, why the statue was removed permanently or temporarily could be the difference in a $25,000 fine. People in Fairhope are getting ready for country music star Alan Jackson to come to town this weekend. Thousands are expected to pack Oak Hollow Farm on Saturday for Jackson's drive-in concert. Cars will be parked 6 feet apart, and crews will be checking to make sure there aren't any weapons inside. A foundation has been set up in memory of Mobile businessman Jimmy Francia. The Jimmy Francia Foundation will support small businesses and give low-income children a chance to play baseball. Francia owned Francia's Formal Wear and played baseball at the University of South Alabama, as well as being a youth baseball coach. He passed away last week. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kahan's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses, from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
Good morning, 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. My name is Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Golfers on the PGA Tour teed off yesterday for a competitive round for the first time since the tour stopped playing on March 13th because of the coronavirus pandemic. Justin Rose and Harold Varner III shot 7-under 63s to take the lead after the first round of the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth, Texas. With no fans in attendance, both Rose and Varner made 7 birdies and shot bogey-free rounds to take the lead. Here's Rose after his round.
Yeah, you know, felt quite subdued out there. You know, it's a strange situation for sure. It kind of feels like a competitive practice round, you know. But obviously, I think that we all know what's on the line.
Former University of Alabama golfer Justin Thomas was welcomed to the first tee by football coach Nick Saban. Thomas is now tied for third at 6-under par, alongside Jonathan Vegas, Abraham Answer, and Colin Morikawa. Thomas also went bogey-free in the first round, as he looks to pick up his second win of 2020.
I've never had this opportunity of taking this much time off, so I wanted to use it to my advantage to where once I did get out here, I was hungry again and I was ready to go.
61-year-old Tom Lehman is part of a group of golfers 2 shots behind the leaders. Lehman, now the oldest player since 1980 to shoot 65 or lower on the PGA Tour. Round 2 begins right now at 6:50 this morning. It'll be televised on the Golf Channel beginning at 3 this afternoon. Major League Baseball held rounds 2 through 5 of this year's shortened MLB draft last night. Normally there are 40 rounds in the draft, but because of the pandemic, this year's draft was shortened to 5 rounds. In Thursday's first round, 2 players from Alabama were selected. Mississippi State second baseman Justin Foscue, who is from Huntsville, was chosen 14th overall by the Texas Rangers. Auburn pitcher Tanner Burns, who played at Decatur High School, was selected by Cleveland with the 36th pick. Yesterday, Washington selected former LSU and Florence High School pitcher Cole Henry with the 55th pick. Alabama outfielder Tyler Gentry was selected 76th by Kansas City. Troy pitcher Levi Thomas went 109th overall to San Diego. And Auburn pitcher Bailey Horn was picked by the Chicago White Sox with the 142nd pick. Beginning Sunday, MLB teams can sign players that were not selected in the shortened draft to free agent contracts. With football players returning to college campuses across the country in preparation for a 2020 season, the Walter Camp Football Foundation released their preseason All-Americans list on Thursday. Alabama wide receiver Devontae Smith was the only tied player named to the All-American first team. Last season, Smith pulled in 14 touchdown receptions with 1,256 receiving yards. 5 more Bama players were named to the All-American second team. Running back Najee Harris, left tackle Alex Leatherwood, linebacker Dylan Moses, cornerback Patrick Surtain, and kick returner Jalen Waddle. No Auburn players were named to either preseason All-American team, but Troy University linebacker Carlton Marshall was named a first-team All-American. More information is coming out as the NBA attempts to resume its 2020 season next month in Orlando. With players from 22 teams traveling down to the Wide World of Sports complex at Disney, no one on any of the teams will be allowed to leave the campus. If they do leave and return, they'll have to self-quarantine for 10 days, regardless of whether their team is scheduled to play or not. So how long will these players be expected to stay in the Wide World of Sports? Yesterday, the NBA announced that 14 of the 22 teams will be eliminated within 53 days of arriving, and only 4 teams will remain after 67 days. The NBA is planning to begin training camps July 9th through 11th. Teams will briefly quarantine before beginning those training camps, and then regular season games are expected to resume July 30th. The 6 teams eliminated after 8 regular season games would leave Orlando within 35 to 40 days. And the NBA expects the conference finals will end within a maximum of 82 days, leaving the 2 NBA finalists that could begin playing for the championship by September 30th. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
How long do they actually have to? You said they can't leave the campus?
Yeah, once they get down to the Wide World of Sports, and thankfully for them, Orlando, Disney, they have lots of restaurants and places to stay within the campus. But for the teams that make it to the championship, I mean, they'll be there from mid-July, early July, through at least the middle of October. That's how long they'll be expected to stay there.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty
ridiculous. You're going to have grown men with families. I know the kids be happy about being Disney, but they're going to stay there and not leave, not go back to the house, not get the mail.
A few of those players maybe not expected to come down because of those rules that are in place.
Wow. All right, 6:54. Be right back.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Dix River Shooting is part of the Baldwin County community. Locally owned and operated in Robertsdale off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. We're open for business and have everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. We thank the community for your continued support and want you to know we're following necessary guidelines to ensure your well-being. New summer hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Dix River Shooting Center. Get your aim on.
Good morning for the loaded CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. It's a good ride across the Bayway. Spring Hill Avenue seeing some heavier traffic near Stanton Road. Also, as you're traveling from Government and Dauphin in 65, but no delays and no new wrecks in Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Just a lot of radar and I-10 in that area. Struggling to find the perfect Father's Day gift this year? They've got gift certificates at the Blacksmith Experience in Daphne for beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Discover more at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Live traffic.
All right, 6:56 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Weather is fantastic for this weekend coming up, and hopefully get out and enjoy it. More from Dr. Bill coming up in a few. And guys, gather around. Here's a helpful tip for okay. The guys, all right? Your women are going to try to trick you, and I'm going to tell you the scam here before we even go forward. You listening?
Information is power, so that's I'm ready right. for this.
There's a new prank going around TikTok where women are asking their significant other to order them a pinkity drinkity as they go through the Starbucks drive-thru because it, and also kind of sounds like Starbucks has a thing called a pink drink, so the guys do it, and then they're wives or girlfriends are recording them saying this and getting the like. Okay, here, run some audio. Here's what it goes down like. Here's
anything else?
Yeah, and I'll have a pinkity drinkity for the lady.
What is that?
Pinkity drinkity.
And then the hilarity ensues.
Yes.
So they get you to say pinkity drinkity, and then I guess the barista or whatever at Starbucks, like, what is that? And then the egg is on your face, dude. So I'm just trying to help you out, give you a heads up. If you're going through the Starbucks and she says, yes, get me a pinkity drinkity, it's not going to catch you.
Oh, well, that just makes me want to order the drink, see what it's about.
Let's just you and I go through and order pinkity drinkity, yeah. See what happens.
Pinkity drinkity for my co-host Sean over here.
And pinkity drinkity for my co-host Dalton. It's not far down to Starbucks. You'll probably do that. All right, 6:57, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings coming your way next.